Niagara Falls, LaSalle specifically, is seeing an increase over the summer of rats making a presence or just being destructive. From your experience or from what you know, what can you tell me about this and how bad has it really gotten?
Well, and my experience started in 2022, so it's not over the summer. I think in 2022 it started on my street. I live on 56th Street in the Falls, and we live pretty close to a plant that burns garbage. And there was a big construction on Buffalo Avenue in 2021 and 2020 that they say caused some rats to come up. They were digging up sewers, and they blamed it on that. But our neighborhood in 2022 was horrible. I could not sit in my backyard past 5 o'clock because they would just run wild. They weren't afraid of you if you were out there. We have a hot tub out back, and I would sit in the hot tub and I would watch them run through my yard. It was terrible. But the main problem we were having personally, me and my neighbors, the reason why I started this page was our garbage totes that the city supplied, the rats ate right through them. So they basically, the rats would go in the holes that they created, they'd eat through our garbage and then go back out of the hole. So there was no way, like we tried putting rat poison in the cans, that didn't seem to work. My husband, we probably spent $300 in different things trying to get rid of the rats. And one of my kids' cars, a rat went up inside of it and chewed a wire that cost them that they had to replace something in their car that was $200. So it was bad. It was bad. So I created that Facebook page because other people in our area here were having issues and I wanted us to all come together. And then I went to, well, I called to get my tote replaced. I tried to call and speak to some city council members, and nobody was taking my calls. So I went to a city council meeting and I spoke at a city council meeting. And again, this was in 2022, so it's been a while. And within a week of me going there, my garbage tote was replaced, which was great. They replaced all of my totes that had the holes in them. But within probably 3 months, the rats ate holes through them again. So it really didn't do any good to have the totes replaced. So then, because we were creating an uproar, it was on the news and everything back then. The mayor had a meeting with a group of people just from my neighborhood, so it was like a 4 block radius or a 4 mile rate. No, it wasn't miles. It definitely wasn't miles. It was like 56th Street to 60th and Stevenson. So it's not 4 blocks, but it's a little, just a little chunk. He had a meeting with all of us at the water authority right here. And at that meeting, the mayor acted like this was the first he heard of the problem, which was definitely not true. But then he decided he was going to, the city was going to,
Put culture on it.
the city was going to pay for Orkin. They gave us a 1 year contract, and it went October to October. And Orkin was coming, and they were putting out bait boxes, and they were doing all kinds of stuff to alleviate the problem. And it worked. The rats went away. So that was 2022 to 2023. We were good. That was the 2023 was a great summer. We used the yard. We didn't have as many problems. But then once the contract ran up, and even before our contract ran up, the people out of the zone that we were in where we were getting the free Orkin, the rats just seemed to move to them. So it's kind of like they just moved farther down. So now I'm on 56th Street, and all of a sudden in 2023, people on 86th Street are joining my page saying they're having a problem with rats. So it just seemed to me that that just moved the problem down.
Now, I've been
I'm
hearing.
sorry, I feel like I'm rambling.
No, this is great, honestly. I've been hearing from a couple people that the rats that they've been catching, or at least attempting to catch if they don't run away with the trap they got caught in, are multi-pound rats. Have you seen any that size, or can you give me some type of a description of some of these rats that you've seen?
Yes. Yes, they're very big. Very big. I know, and there are a couple people who have reached out to me privately because I was trying to help them with the problem, because like I said, we did control the problem here, although it's coming back now. We controlled it for a little while, but I've had people who own businesses in this area reach out to me, and they're paying thousands of dollars for Orkin, and they are catching huge rats Orkin on their property or in their property. I know one story somebody told me was they walked into their establishment and there was blood all over because a rat had gotten in a trap and ran around with the trap for a little while. Which, it's got to be a pretty big rat to put blood all over somewhere. And then there are people who have reached out and said the rats are in their houses. And that, to me, is terrible. I mean, luckily, I'm knocking on wood, we have not had that problem here where they've come inside. But when it gets that bad and it starts to get cold, of course they're going to come inside.
So the city, at least what their plan seems to be right now, is to have citizens or residents take measures into their own hands to try to mitigate the spread or the growth in the rat population. So like clearing up debris, if there's any garbage, try to take care of that. What's your response to that? Do you feel as if the city isn't taking more accountability for this?
Well, that was the first step they used in our area, too. And they even had city workers come out and help in our area to clean that up. Because in our area in particular, we have a lot of rental properties, and the landlords don't maintain them and don't make their tenants maintain them either. I have a house next door to me right now. Somebody just moved out of the house. They've been working on cleaning that house out for 3 weeks. That's how bad condition that house was in from the tenants. And they did not take care of their garbage at all. I know me and a few of my neighbors over here, we regularly call the city on a few people because they're not using their totes. They're just throwing bags out, which when you have rodents, they're going to open those bags. Like I said, I don't know that the totes really help because all of ours have holes in them, so they come and go anyway. But if you leave it out, then that mess is out in the alley and not in the tote. So I understand what they're saying. There are some people who aren't taking care of their stuff, but a lot of them aren't homeowners. So they need to go over. They need to go after the landlords to get that done. You know, and then we have some people who are senior citizens. I know there are a couple neighbors here who are pretty old, and this new garbage company that we just got, they don't seem to be as careful as the last one. And they're when they pick up the bins, if garbage falls out, they just leave it back there. And that's not our fault, and it's definitely not the person's fault. And if somebody's, you know, elderly, they're not going to be able to get out there and bend down and pick that up. So the city has to come up with a better solution than just blaming us. I understand that there are definitely some people who aren't taking this seriously and taking care, and they don't care. But that's not the majority of the people. The majority of the people want their property to look nice. They take care of it. And I have a lot of neighbors on that page. If you go through and read, who said, I used to have a great bird feeder. I stopped putting a bird feeder out because I don't want to attract rats to my property. You know, they're making changes and adjustments because of this. And it's terrible that they, you know, now they can't sit outside and enjoy watching birds eat out of their bird feeder because they have to worry about a rat coming to the feeder. So they can say that. And honestly, if they want to, you know, blame us for a little while and say, you know, let's see everybody try and do better for a month, it's not going to get better. They already tried that with us and ended up paying for Orkin anyway. So why try it again? It didn't work the first time.
Now, there was also some complaints or reports that people are saying that the plant, I think it was Re-Earth, is harboring garbage from New York City.
I think it's called Re-World now.
Yes, I think it is Re-World.
It used to be called Covanta, and that is almost directly across the street from my house. And honestly, everything that we've been told from politicians is, oh, no, people have been in there. They said they don't have a rat problem. I talked to somebody who worked there, and he said they hit the rats over the head with shovels, and they pile them up. So they definitely have rats, whether they're telling anybody they do or not. I don't know if they're the source of the problem, but I really wish someone would at least look into it and find out, because they are trucking in trains of garbage to burn. So when you bring in garbage, I assume that the rats would come with the garbage. When they pick up my garbage, if they did it at night, they would get rats in that can, because the rats are out there at night.
All right. And
so I feel like, you know, they're telling us it's not Covanta or ReWorld, which is their new name, but nobody has looked to see. They're letting Covanta say, oh, no, we don't have a problem. Well, how about if you let somebody come in and take a random check one day and not, you know, not a day when you know they're coming?
All right. And then just one final question for you. Is there anything else about this that maybe I didn't ask that you feel would be important for people to know or to take away from this whole situation?
Well, I feel like in addition to, like, us as homeowners, because we have even talked about moving. Buying a house somewhere else to get out of here because of this. At one point, it was so bad. But how about those businesses? Like I told you, there's businesses on Buffalo Avenue that are spending thousands of dollars that they really can't afford to spend to get rid of this rodent problem, and the city is doing nothing to address it or help them. And I feel terrible. I mean, if you're in a business, and I had a business at one point, and you're barely getting by, and now all of a sudden you got to pay Orkins $7,000 for a year's worth of them coming and checking your property and doing whatever. That's crazy. And I hope, I've tried to share that letter about the meeting, and maybe I need to make some phone calls to the businesses that I know have been affected. I hope that people from these businesses are going to come to this meeting.